Tzadik Yosef, he was mekayim everything that it says in the Torah.
Yeah, then the Gemara says, Masna from the Mishnah, the lo yasek bei Moshe, and if Moshe wouldn't have taken care of Yosef, Yisrael lo hayu masasek bei, like, is it true that Klai Yisrael would have not taken care of him? We have said the pasuk says, v'yas atzmois Yosef, asher helu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, kivru b'shchen, that Klai Yisrael did bury him in Shchen. So Mashma Klai Yisrael also helped in the burial of Yosef. So why does the Mishnah say like it was a dafke Moshe? V'su, ilo yasik bei Yisrael, bonav lovi masaski bei, his own children of Yosef wouldn't have taken care of him. So I said the pasuk says, v'yu l'v'nei Yosef l'nachlo, so the b'nei Yosef, they did take care of the burial. Omru was said like this, the Klai Yisrael themselves said, that ichu loik kvoidi b'merubim, Yosef m'bevotim, better than only his children doing it, let the whole Klai Yisrael be Yosef in it. V'su and more than that, Omru, hanichu loik kvoidi b'gdeilim, Yosef m'bektanim. Even Klai Yisrael then said, let the God of Moshe Rabbeinu be Yosef in the Kfura, rather than the Ktanim, small people like us. So says what, kivru b'shchem, that they buried Yosef in Shchem. So Gemara asks, Maishinah b'Shchem, how come Punktu is buried in Shchem? How did they pick Shchem? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Choma v'Rabbi Chanina, Mishchem ganvu, that was the Maishinah when the brothers first went to stole Yosef from Shchem, that he went down and found them there in Shchem, that's where the Mechirus Yosef first started, Ole Shchem na'achzer Rabbi Dosoi, that's why now when he was buried, they returned him back to be buried in Shchem. Right. Most of Nakosha Kurad v'Rakasha n'Psukim. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef Imoi, that Moshe took the Atzmas Yosef. Or Ksiv another Pasuk says, Vyasatzmas Yosef Hashehelu B'nai Yisrael, that the B'nai Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim. So it's a stira. Omer B'chomer B'chanino, Koloi said Dovav Loi Gomroi, if somebody starts to do something but does not finish it. Or Bo'achav V'gomroi, if somebody else comes and finishes it, Mal Olav Akosel Al Shegomroi. The Torah calls it upon the one that finishes it, kilo or so, as if he did the whole thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, so he could not finish off the Kfura. So B'nai Yisrael had to finish off the Kfura, the burial of Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the pasuk says, V'yasatz Moshe Yosef, Asher Helu B'nai Yisrael. Moshe B'nai Yisrael did the whole thing, because they finished it, they get like schus if they finished, they did the whole thing. We have Lazar Reiner, Afma Ridinoi Simigdolosai. So if there's something like this, he's even bringing down from his gedula. Rashi says it means min hashemayim. Lamaskel v'ena gomer alim came nenes k'moshe shemayz ve'er v'yadim. Means by Moshe Rabbeinu it doesn't say he came down from his gedula. Because for him it wasn't honest. Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't have buried Yosef. But somebody else that could finish the mitzvah, and he starts it and he does not finish it, he's going to go down from his gedula, from his greatness. Tzitzis, that's an apostle, Vayil Beisi, Vayerid Yehuda, that Yehuda went down, because Yehuda was the one that started off to save Yosef, when he first said, Ma Betza, but he didn't finish it off, Reuben finished it off. So therefore Yehuda, since he started it, but he didn't finish it, the apostle says, Vayerid Yehuda, Mashmi Yehuda went down from his greatness. Rashmu Barachmeni Yomer Af Kev Rishtu Ebonah, will also come to have to bury his own wife and his children. That's what happened by Yehuda. You see, the pasuk says, "Va'Thomas Bashu Eshes Yehuda." First, it says that Yehuda's wife died. Well, see, then it says, "Va'Yomas Er V'Yainan," that his two sons died. So this all has happened because he started and he didn't finish the mitzvah. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, "Bifnei Manikru Yosef Atzmois Bechayov." How come Yosef was called Atzmois bones even when he's alive? But the pasuk talks about him when he was alive, Atzmois Yosef. Because he was not meicha on the covet of his father. So Kamrilei, that the brothers said to Yosef, Avdechu Avinu, that our father is also your Evid. And on that, Yosef should have said back this talk about his book about his father, he should have given covet to his father. But the Mashros, like the Mashros speaks out, there are three shutfim in a person. So your father gives you bones. The atzomas, a person's bones, comes from his father. That's why here that Yosef did not give enough covet for his own father, so the einish for there, he was called bones when he was still alive yet. That Yosef didn't say anything back to his brothers when they said, Avodechu Avinu. V'yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yitem Rav Chama Rav Rav Chanina. If Neiman Meis Yosef Kretim Liyochev, how come Yosef died early, the first one of the Shvatim, before his brothers? If Nei Shehine Gatzva Rabbanis, because he was like the Rav, he was like the leader. Person that's a leader, he'll be killed, he'll die first. describing. Then it says, V'yosef hurad Mitzrayim, that Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim. Omer Rab Loz al Tikri hurad, it doesn't say he was brought down, Elo hurad, he brought down. That means, Shohurad is tagnigne paro min deloson. He brought down the astrologers of Paro from their positions. In other words, he was greater than they were. Says, Vayikno Potipharah Sris Paroi. So Potipharah Sris Paroi, he bought Yosef. Omer Rav Rav says, Shekonu Liatzmai. Really, Potipharah bought Yosef in order to have Mishkan Zachor, to live with him. But Bo Gavriel Vesirsoi. First, Gavriel came and made Potipharah into a Saras, to cut off his Aver, he couldn't have Mishkan Zachor. Bo Gavriel Pira. And Gavriel came and made it even a bit worse than that, opened it up completely, that it wasn't possible for him at all to have Mishkan Zachor. Mikara Ksiv Potifar, well, if Potifar, he was opened up, cut open over there. That Gavriel came and cut him up there, that he couldn't have any time, he couldn't have Mishkan Zachor with Yosef. Then the Mishnah says, Milon, the God of Moshe, was greater than Moshe. For Yemir Hashem Alai Rav Lecho, that Hashem said to Moshe, Rav Lecho, it's enough, don't daven anymore to go into Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rebbe Levi, but Rav Bishur, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu this lashon of Rav, and Rav Bishru, he was also told with this lashon of Rav. But Rav Bishur, forget, they spoke to him about Rav goes on Kairach. Rav Lachem, that Adas Kairach, when he went to speak to Moshe, they said, Rav Lachem, you have too much already. And Rav Bishur, Kodesh Baruch Hu told back to him with lashon of Rav, Rav Lachem Dabre like, stop, don't daven anymore, this is the Pasha of Yeshanan, don't daven anymore to go into Eretz Yisrael. Tavrach, another pshat is, Rav Lecho, Rav Yesh Lecho, you have a Rav now. Umani Yeshua, now Yeshua, like, now it's a Torah for Yeshua to become the leader. Tavracha, Rav Lecho, Shalom Yomer, they should not say, Harav Kamakosha, what is the Rav? The Talmud Kamar Savan, how much is patience that the Talmud has? The Cholkach Lama, how come is all this? Cholkach Lama, Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, Lefum Gam Lashichna, how strong the camel is, that's how much packages we put on top of them. Rashi that is Dabracha Rav Lucha means Dai Lucha Tabev Vakosha. Don't go and daven anymore. Hashem is telling Moshe, don't daven anymore. To come to Eretz Yisrael. Shlo Yomer, people should not say Harav Kamakosha. Like, how hard is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? She'enu Shemeh LeTalmud, that Hashem is not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Talmud Karma Sarvan, and how much Sarvan, how much patience Moshe has. Matzah, like how much he's davening to Hashem. Loshe Chom Mukach, Hoyim Sarvan Boy, Lises Basa Choysei. Oh, not patience, it means he kept on asking and asking and asking. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, stop it, it's not nice, don't daven anymore. And the Dukash is, why? So Marcel from Gam Lashichna, Rashi says, "Lefi koyach hagomu ma'abim masoi afkan, lefi tzitkosoi midak tekachrof." Because the tzitkos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is midak tekachrof. But the chet Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not to come to Eretz Yisrael was a very very small chet, and it was only because Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is midak tekim tzadikov v'chut hasara. So therefore now Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, like, don't daven anymore. Like, this is a private thing that I can't let you go into Eretz Yisrael. It's right, so the chet he did was very, very small, but since you're such a great tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik in tzaddik v'chut k'chut hasara. Alright, turn over. Then the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleihem b'nei aviyesim shana nechiyim." Moshe told Klal Yisrael, "I'm 120 years old today. Shein tamud loy mayom. What does it have to say today? Hayom molu yomai ushnoisai. But today was Zayin v'Yadar. I finished complete 120 years. L'lam d'chot to teach us a Kodesh Baruch Hu mashkim shnosayim shal tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu finishes off the life of a tzadik miyom liyom from day to day u'mechodesh lechodesh. To finish off a complete year. To achsir this mispa yamech la'malei." I'll fulfill your life, your year. L'yuchel, then the prophet said, L'yuchel loy lotis v'lovi. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go out anymore. My lotis v'lovi, what does it mean that that day he couldn't go out anymore? Elaine, if you want to tell me lotis v'lovi, my mission is like 2 weeks, he couldn't walk anymore, couldn't go out.
who are still, the pasuk says, Moshe b'mei v'yasam shana b'moisai, he was 120 years when he died, but le'nos lecha, he didn't lose his strength. Rashi le'baruch lechluchis koichai, like his koichai didn't leave him. Who still, the pasuk says, v'yal Moshe m'yar v'smoyiv, el har nevoi, v'tana was learned, shtayim esrim malus hayu. Shtayim esrim malus hayu, there were 12 steps there. U'pasuk Moshe p'siyachas, Moshe took one jump, and jumped up 12 steps, when he was 120 years old. So on that day, you see, he still had his strength there. So what does the pasuk say? Le'uchli can't go out and come. What does it mean? Le'uchli oid lotes v'lovoi. Amr Shmu ben Achmeni. Amr Yonasin. Lotes v'lovoi b'divrei Torah. He couldn't talk and learning anymore. Malamed comes to teach us. Shenistamu mimenu shari chokma. Hashem like closed up from him the shari of chokma. Then the pasuk says. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'yitziatzu v'yoyimoyit. Tanya was learned Oysa Shabbos, that Shabbos, Shel Diyoi, Zugi Oysa. There were like two people, Diyoi means two, Zugim, Oysa were two leaders then. Nitla Rishus Mizeh was taken away, the Rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Nitla Zeh was given over to Yeshua. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Imola Nikra Kosov, not for the Pasuk, Yeshalon, we couldn't say it. Heichon Moshe Meis, we couldn't say this after, like to say what, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Moshe and gave it over to Yeshua. Heichon, now the kashri is Heichon. Heichon Moshe Meis. Where was Moshe? Where did Moshe die? Bechelka Sharuven. He died Bechelka Sharuven. Tichsev it says Vayal Moshe Mi'ar V'smel Har Nevoi. He went to Har Nevoi. On Nevoi Bechelka Sharuven Kaima. Tichsev the pasuk says of Neiruven Benoi V'yes Nevoi. So Nevoi Shesham Meis Gimel Neviyah Moshe V'yar Menamirim. It's called Nevoi because there three Neviim died. His Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam all died in the void. But Veichin Moshe Kavah, where was Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Bechelko Shogod. He was buried in the Chelik of God. That's what the pasuk says, Vayar Reshis Loi. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's Kavah Chelko Shogod. It's what Vayar Reshis Loi. Omechelko Shogod. Now, Omechelko Sharuven Achelko Shogod. How far was it? Kam Heve. Arbo Milan. It was like 4 mil. 4 mils it was. So Eisen Arba Milin, these 4 milin, Mihalichai. Who carried Moshe Rabbeinu? Like he died one place and he was buried 4 mils away. Who carried him then? Melamna comes to teach us, Shoya Moshe Muto the Kanfei Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu was lying the Kanfei by the wings of the Shechina. The Shechina, the Malachim, were carrying Moshe Rabbeinu. Tidkas Hashem also Mishpatav in Yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, "Miyakim liyim reyim, misyatzu liyim per leyavin," that Mashmah the Shechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself was carrying Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushmul amar mi kechochem miyadei peshadaver. If Yechon amar chochma miyin tums, where will you find the chochma? For Rabbi Nachman amar vayomesh Moshe. Moshe died there, and Simla noima name of a chochem said vayomesh Moshe. That Sifra Rabbah, Safra Rabbah the Yisrael, that was there died, the great person of Klai Yisrael. Tanya Rebbe Lezah God Loimer, Shnei Masa Mil, Ashnei Masa Mil. It was 12 mil by 12 mil. Kineged Machna Yisrael, that's how big the Machna Yisrael was. What happened here? That Baskel Mashmir V'yomer. Over the whole Machna Yisrael, there was a Baskel going out and saying, Vayomis Moshe, that Moshe died. The Yomus Moshe Safra Rabbi Yisrael, the great Safra of Klai Yisrael. The Yesharim some say Loi Meis Moshe. No, Moshe did not die. Ksivach it says over here by Yomus Shom Ksivosom Vehi Shom Im Hashem Malahal and Oimer Mishamish. He was standing there and be Mishamish. Is Afkan here also Oimer Mishamish? He was standing and be Mishamish. He Shom Hashem. He was standing with his with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kids to some say what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. It says what Vayik Baroisa the guy, Akash Baruch Hu buried him in Gai, the Eretz Smoyev Mul Beis Por, the opposite, the side next to Beis Por. Amar Rav Rachia Simin Mateh Simin. The Pasuk Mamish gives come out like two simanim over here. It says was Eretz Smoyev, it was the guy, it was Mul Beis Por. It gives exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Even so, the pasuk says, "Lo yod yishes kfir osoi." Nobody knows exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried.